Warm temperatures and a limited amount of precipitation will occur for the next day or two, and then we'll start seeing some cooling and some snow. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. The temperatures this afternoon are going to be very pleasant. We'll look for mostly 20s across a big part of the region, some 30s near and west of the Missouri River, and some teens in the north half of Minnesota. Tomorrow will be the warmest day. We are looking for the readings in the 20s and 30s throughout the area. A little bit of a cool down will take place, though, as we get into Friday, with single digits and teens across the northern part of North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota, while we'll see upper teens and 20s in the rest of the region. As we move on into the heart of the weekend, Saturday itself will be very similar to Friday, but as we get into Sunday, temperatures will start creeping a little bit lower. The coldest day will be probably Monday into early Tuesday. During that time period, the highest temperatures will be in the positive negative single digits in the north and single digits and teens in the south. Now, our nighttime temperatures are expected to also vary quite a bit. We're going to see some very warm conditions over the next night or two. The low temperatures on Thursday are expected to be teens and lower 20s, but readings on Friday will be cooling down a little bit. Most of us will still be in the teens, but a few single-digit readings will occur in the north. The coldest air, though, will start to creep into the region as we go into the weekend. Positive and negative single-digit readings at night will likely become more common, and we'll expect to see a few of those temperatures dropping into the negative teens by Monday of next week near the Canada border. Everybody else will be in the positive and negative single digits for low temperatures on that same morning, Monday. Now, we do expect to see a couple of opportunities for precipitation in the area. The first will be a weak frontal system that drops across the region as we go through the day tomorrow. Some of this precipitation will try to develop just shortly before dawn, but the frontal boundary itself will push the snow across the area mostly during the early to middle part of the day tomorrow. The snow will abate from the west to east as we go into tomorrow evening, and we'll look for dry weather to occur again on Friday. But it's a single day of dry weather. A new storm system coming out of Alberta and Saskatchewan will drop across the heart of the region, and this will occur on Saturday going into Sunday. And we will expect to see a more generalized snow event occurring across the area. Not necessarily heavy snows, but we will see accumulations across the area running primarily in the range of 1 to 3 inches. We'll keep a close eye on this system. It is an Alberta Clipper type event, and we could end up seeing some greater amounts of snow in future forecast model runs. After the system passes, that's when the cold air comes on for early next week, and we will probably stay dry for a little while because of strong surface high pressure systems coming in with the cold. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.